Let's see now. I started to ask you about the gully.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's where your land has washed away and just washed out a big gully.
All right, and if you dig one of those, it's a...
A ditch.
Right. So that's the difference. Uh-huh. All right. Do they ever use the term marshy land around
here?
Yes. What would that refer to?
That's a low, swampy like, where the water stands.
Mm-hmm. Would it be the same thing as a swamp?
Well, no, a swamp is where it's just real thick, you know, kind of close to a creek or a river or something like that is what you call a swamp. But now, swampy land, that is where water stands. Now, I tell you where you find a lot. You don't find so much swampy land around here, but in Louisiana, you do.
Mm, I imagine
it's practically all swamp land like that.
Mm. The marshy land, would it be the same?
Yeah,
as
that's
land?
The same thing.
Would there be trees in swamp land?
Well, yes, some. Now, mostly cypress growing swampy, marshy land.
I see. What about, what would you call very poor soil on a farm? How'd you refer to
clay.
All right, what about sandy?
Sandy.
All right, would you ever call it anything?
No, we just say sandy land.
What about very rich land?
Fertile.
Thinking of the dirt, though.
Very fertile.
Have you ever heard of loam?
Yeah.
What would loam be, poor or rich?
Well, now loam, it's supposed to be kind of rich, loamy. It's soft, you know, real good land.
Now, is it dark or light?
It's kind of dark.
All right. All right, what are some streams in this area? Just their names.
Oh, Boca Chitta Creek, and Big Bahaley.
What's it?
A kind of a creek. And Homa Chitta River, Pearl River.
All right, do you have any, a creek, now, do you have anything you'd call a branch?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm working toward, maybe you can help. I'm trying to figure out what the sizes are. Now, which would be the very smallest little stream you'd have?
A little branch.
All right, what would come after that?
A creek.
And then it would flow into a?
A river.
All right, do you ever refer to anything as a stream? Would it have a size? Would a stream have a size attached to it?
No, I don't think, unless you would call it some big creek or a river,
right.
A stream like that.
All right. Where there's been a creek and it's kind of cut its way through the land, is there anything you'd call that part that it's cut?
An old creek bed.
Right.
A riverbed.
Now, would it be dry?
Yeah.
Right, in this area, do they ever call it a draw or a wash or a ravine? Or
yeah, you have a lot of ravines or a wash.
Right, now, are they the same thing?
That's the same thing.
How big would that be? How big would a ravine get to be?
Well, now, some of them get real deep.
Would it still be a wash when it's real deep?
I guess you would call it that.
Okay. Now this would be where a creek has come through or a stream of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, pardon me, what do you call a very small rise in the land?
Hill.
All right. Is there anything else? Well, what's bigger than a hill?
A mountain.
All right. Is there anything smaller than a hill?
Well, you'd call it a little rise in the land.